Thank you, Josh. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jeff Laguna, and yes, I'm graduating in May. At least that's the plan. So I was thinking about what the heck am I supposed to say? 4 years, really, looking back at the end of one's life, I don't think really seemed like a lot of time. Seems like a lot of time, but it's definitely felt like a heck of a time for myself. And I thought the only accurate way, instead of just maybe giving an anecdote or describing a specific experience, is to just kind of talk about my faith in the context of the university in the 4 years. So I was a freshman from Southern California. I came here, and I came here with a girlfriend, and we broke up. The true formula for depression. And so I was depressed. I was actually very depressed my first 3 semesters for a number of reasons. I didn't feel at home here at Berkeley. I didn't feel like I knew what I wanted, and it was difficult. I'd wake up at 5 o'clock multiple days just because I didn't want to wake up, and it was a difficult time. Moving into my sophomore year, I started looking for meaning, searching for truth. I ended up starting a club, doing a music album, which on the outside looked like great accomplishments, but on the inside there were very much so yearnings for meaning. And I remember getting coffee with Josh one time after a concert that I put on. And I told him for the first time in my life in a long time, I felt like I actually was important or I meant something. And then I moved to my junior year where I actually became a part of the Focus leadership team, which was a huge experience, actually, and it tested my faith, not as a student, but as a part of what I call the institution of the church. And to see people work with students like myself and understand where this ministry came from was quite a educational time for myself. It was at the same time very tough in the sense that it made me question what my faith was, if it was something that came from people who work to hold up something that people for centuries have believed in, or if it was something that was actually true. And as time has passed, I've become very thankful for that. And now I'm at my senior year. Looking back, I have no idea how I've made it to this point. And one thing I said at the senior night on Friday was that if it weren't for focus, if it were not for the ministry that I found here at First Press, I do not know how I would have made it to this day. And so the point here is not so much that my faith has now become greater or that I have more faith than I had before at the beginning of my college career, but I think my message is that my faith has survived. Survived the mind-blowing reality of forgiveness and the mind-blowing reality that I truly am full of sin. But that God loves me and I can count on him being there. And I had a meeting with Josh in his office once, and I said, so God does forgive me for the things that I've done. And I said, I have to think and hope and make sure that I can believe that so that it can be real for me. And he said, well, no, you just have to realize that he's already done it. It's like a math problem. You don't sit and think 2 + 2 = 4. And then it becomes true. It already is true. And so my message, I guess, this morning is I want to say thank you to everyone here for the contributions they've made to this church and to the ministry, to Focus. And it's been a long, long road for me to get to where I am now, to understand that my faith is real and that love is real and that God that God does love me and that I truly am undeserving of that. And I think the last thing I'd like to say is it's been a pleasure being part of the university's ministry here. And Mark Labberton, where is Mark? Mark, if I were you in the business world, I'm a business major, I would give Josh a raise. So, thank you very much.